go. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Time to play Never Have I Ever. This is a simple game that we play for prizes. Just tell us what you've never done. For instance, never have I ever been to a college basketball game. Right? It's a simple game, and people are already texting in. We will pick the winners tonight. We're giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. 312-981-7200. So fun. 312-981-7200. Let's get right to it. I got to get through all the people telling me Freddy's is in Cicero. 708 says, never have I ever understood why the Sunday Catholic Mass on TV is rated PG. Huh? That's a bit. Good start. Never have I ever graduated from high school, says 847. No punctuation on that either. I'm sorry. No, that's a joke. Well, my dad didn't graduate from high school, I don't think, but he went back and got his GED, then ended up getting a master's degree. So, okay. 779 has said, never have I ever, this is Larry. Larry says, never have I ever ate sushi, cheered for the Packers, been to a soccer game, been to a Starbucks, gone to Amco. That last one is very specific. I get cheering for the Packers because you're a guy from Chicago. I get sushi because that's a specialty food. I guess I get soccer if you don't like the sport. I've never been to a soccer game myself. Been to a Starbucks. I mean, now I don't know what's going on there. But never have I ever been to an Amco. What is Amco? Like a auto parts store? Never been to the Amco?
AAMCO.
Right?
I think spray paint. They paint cars.
So it's not that weird that you've never been there, right?
I mean, if you never needed your car sprayed.
Right. AAMCO. All right.
They used to run the commercials with the honking horn. AAMCO.
Right. So it's not called Amco, or is it called AAMCO?
No, I think it's Amco, but I just remember being annoyed
I thought
by the honks.
I always thought it was an auto store.
You're driving in your car, and then you hear somebody honk, and it's the radio.
That's for the worst.
Sorry,
the worst is road sound effects on your radio commercials. Are you sick and tired of this? What? All right, let's keep going. Never have I ever, as an adult, had an accident in my pants. Good for you. I can't say I'm in that category. Ah. 43 years old. 224 says, I'm 43. Never have I ever been to college. Like, you've never enrolled in a college or you've never been on a college campus. Those are two different things. The worst? No, they're not playing the worst. I love it. There's always. All right. There we go. 312-981-7200. I'll do another one here. Never have I ever used a ShamWow. All right. Was a big, remember that? Remember the ShamWow? Never have I ever used one. So 773 says, never have I ever had a frozen TV dinner as a kid or as an adult. I'm 65 years old. Everything homemade. Wow. Never have I ever had a frozen TV dinner. There's a big stretch, though, to go from never had a frozen TV dinner, only homemade. There's a lot in between there. When I think TV dinner, I think the old Salisbury steaks, right? The Swanson Hungry Meal. But there's a lot of things. I mean, the frozen pizza, does that count as a...
Yeah, I would guess so.
Frozen TV dinner?
What about like a lean cuisine?
Right.
Used to be on a lean cuisine kick.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, the idea... there's a big difference between saying, never have I ever had a frozen TV dinner. Everything is homemade. There's a lot in between there that's not homemade, that's also not a TV dinner, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I feel like if that were the case, like everything is homemade, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible to dedicate all your time to cooking new meals.
Right. I would get so bored, right? I feel like that would be the that's almost unattainable. Like the idea that you would have a, I don't know, a affinity to only do homemade meals every single night of your life. Would you ever go to a restaurant?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a fast food drive-through? I mean, that's all piping hot to order, but it's not homemade.
I have to say that I used to get Lean Cuisines, and you end up eating two. You'd have an app Lean Cuisine and then another Lean Cuisine because there's just not enough food. And since I got married, my wife cooks, and I don't think since we've been together in 7 years,
not even using the microwave.
I don't think that we've had any type of frozen meal like an already prepared meal.
Yeah, right. I do it almost every night with the chicken burrito bowl I get from Costco.
Yeah, no.
Where I peel the top of the plastic and then put it back in, mix it up, put it back in. Classic. And then I forget to eat it. It just sits there. Then when the show's over at 11:30, I go to my office. I'm like, oh, cold Costco chicken burrito microwavable dinner.
Yeah, heat that right back up.
You don't even need to. It's better cold. All right, here we got a winner early on. 773 says, never have I ever played hacky sack or used a porta potty. I like that. Do we combine those together?
Go to an outdoor festival. You can kill two birds with one stone.
There you go. Go to a Dave Matthews concert.
Yeah.
You're in business. Not only that, but you'll play hacky sack and you'll play the two sticks.
What's
with
that?
The ball, you know, where you get the two sticks in the thing, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
That's a fave as well with the hacky sack crowd. Maybe an ultimate frisbee. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but there's a lot of things you could do at that point. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break, and then we will continue. I got a ton of these that are lining up here. So we've got plenty more to talk about. We're playing Never Have I Ever here on the download. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right, playing Never Have I Ever here on the download, 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman, 312-981-7200. All right, got some good stuff. Mary chimes in. I always love when Mary chimes in. She's always got good stuff. She says, all right, there are numerous current popular celebrities that I have never seen. Literally, I don't know what they look like. So for tonight's Never Have I Ever, I'll just pick one. Never Have I Ever Seen Jay-Z? you got an audible shriek from Pete Zimmerman in the booth.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I can see never hearing the music.
And seeing him. I mean, he's next to Beyonce.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't follow
celebrity. Have you ever been to a grocery store and seen a People magazine of something or, you know, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That's a tough
flipping
one.
Flipping channels.
Yeah. But hey, I guess I could see it. I mean, I will say that Jay-Z doesn't, it's not like he's on a sitcom. He's not an actor, so he's not crossing over to a different genre. He's not going into a different discipline.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch Jay-Z on a sitcom walking in on Two and a Half Men. You're not going to catch Jay-Z in a film doing a dramatic turn. He is a hip-hop mogul. He does rap music, and he stays in his lane.
Yeah.
He's very good at it, and mm-hmm. He's one of the best of all time. But if you're not into that genre or you just skip that entirely, I could see there being no crossover.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, I follow
you,
tons of Jay-Z-related things on Twitter where I'm
you're
seeing...
You're fans of Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You follow Jay-Z News.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, that is.
That's a really good one.
Never have I ever seen Jay-Z.
Yeah, she's got to make this a series because I'm interested in the others that she hasn't even seen. That's a good one.
All right, we'll keep going here. Never have I ever seen The Bean in Chicago, this 810. I used to see that. That's cool. I would say a lot of times sculpture, you go out and you check out a piece of sculpture that has a lot of tourist traction, and you're like, all right, this is cool. But there's something about The Bean when you get close up and you get into that spot where you see yourself in 19 different reflections that you recognize. You go, oh, cool thing they did with art.
Yeah.
I don't think you're like, that's the one thing where I'm like, oh, there you go. I like my art to be interactive in 2017. And I feel like the bean does that. There I am.
Yeah.
Over there too.
Yeah, check it out.
Right.
Come on down.
And if you get in the middle of that thing in a very crowded day and you look up and you really look up trying to find yourself, you will get pickpocketed. So
be careful.
Be careful.
We went to, speaking of art, we went to see the Murakami exhibit.
Awesome, right?
Yeah. And we went on the weekend, so it was pretty busy in there. But there was a couple that were doing their engagement photos.
In the exhibit?
In the exhibit.
How do they let them do that? They just buy a ticket? They buy three? They buy the photographer's
ticket?
Yeah,
so like they're in there in their suit, and she's in a dress, and they're just taking, and a professional photographer is
inside the museum while it's open. I would think that would be against the rules.
I wanted to complain to somebody.
You should have just gone to
And they really do. The guy was really dopey looking, first of all.
First or second.
Yeah.
It's a tight race.
I mean,
between,
if they were both like, you know, if they were Beyonce and Jay-Z, it'd be something different. But and on one hand, I'm like, oh, those would probably make pretty cool engagement photos.
Yeah, I'm assuming they would be. I mean, it'd be great to have engagement photos with a professional artist stuff behind you. But
it was
like you have to pay for that.
It was just really annoying. I'm trying to enjoy the exhibit. You're walking around in every room you go into. They're in there, you know, mugging for the professional photographer.
Like you're right. Yeah, that's no good. Wow. Did you like the exhibit though?
Yeah, it was great. We had the guy from the Museum of Contemporary Art in here. I'm going to register my complaint with him. I'm going to email him now. We were on vacation. Now I'm back into complaining mode.
You should have walked in front of their pictures.
I just been like,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Just kept on. Yeah, that's what I should have done.
You should have. That would have been a great idea. Just kind of like in the background.
Interrupting them.
And then you could, or do a Photoshop thing on Facebook or whatever, you know, that game.
Can you believe the chutzpah?
Well, I mean, engagement photos?
Or it seemed like a, you know, wedding type thing was coming up
I guess it is a thing, right? You get your engagement photos.
They're probably the worst people because, you know, when they show those pictures to people, they'd be like, we were in the museum. You got our pictures taken. It's like,
this is a very exclusive gallery. You guys, it's really hard to get into, and we got in.
Have you ever heard of that artist?
This artist is so world-renowned. He made a Prada bag. He's on billboards, you guys. You know Kanye West? He did art for Kanye West. And now he's in our engagement photo. We're going to be married forever. All right. 815 says, never have I ever jumped out of an airplane willingly, and Amco is a transmission repair shop. There we go. Good double. Thank you. Playing the game and giving us some knowledge to what Amco is. 224 says, I've never changed a tire. I'm with you on that. It's like I would say I have maybe like three go-to fears in my life. You know, health, family, career, and tire blowing out on expressway. That like comes in fourth. Like I always feel like this is going to be the moment where I'm just driving and like it just pops. I don't even know it works that way, but
fear of like an accident happening, or fear of having to change a tire.
Well,
on
it all kind
of
it all is it's encompasses all encompasses. It's like the idea that how you would control the car, get it to the side, and then what would you do in that moment? Because you really, I have an old car which I've been complaining about, and it's so funny. You know, I complained earlier on tonight. I think about the key, that wasn't working. Someone texted and it's like, you can get a battery and replace that. I'm like, I know. But I think I mangled this key. This key is on its last leg. He goes, well, take care of your stuff better.
Good advice.
Good advice. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for saying that. You're right, Dad. Thanks a lot. But the idea of like, I have a tire. My car has a tire on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's decorative.
So you're ready.
But it's there. So I'm like,
it's a full size.
It's a
tire
full size, ready
happened.
To rock.
Yeah.
So it'd be super embarrassing to have to call like a tow truck or AAA or whatever, and be like, so they do it. Like it's taunting me.
Because you, I mean, you've talked about how you're not handy, particularly handy in doing stuff.
I feel like
that,
I feel like it can't be that hard, right? Put the jack underneath the car.
Yeah, if you do, you still have
take
the manual.
Take the lug nuts off. I don't know. No, probably.
I mean, I think that's what happened when I had to do it. Yeah, I panicked like you. I'm like, I never have done this. I'm a dude. I should be able to handle this.
Did you handle it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You got it done?
It got done. Right. I mean, yeah. If I can do it, trust me. Anybody,
now I feel a lot better. That fear has been removed.
I am not handy at all.
It's been moved down to like eighth. now it is right behind the how much money's on my Starbucks card. That fear has moved up. Oh, is this the end? They're going to tell me it's not enough. 920 says, never have I ever seen a James Bond movie. 847 says, never have I ever gotten anyone pregnant, and I'll be 50 in October. Yeah, me. That's what they say. Yeah, me. I don't know enough of the circumstances of your life to wonder if that's a yeah, me. You know, I don't know if there's a lot of people out there that try to get pregnant, they can't get pregnant. That could be a sad situation. But in this case, it seems like a 50-year-old bachelor is like,
yeah, it sounds a little braggadocio.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been around the block.
Been around the block.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't have anything else to say about that. 630 says, never have I ever driven my ridiculously stupid expensive car through a fast food drive-thru for fear of food tampering hate that goes with car shaming. This person's got such a great car. He's like, no, wow. I drive my Maserati through here. They're going to spit in my burger.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Like I've never heard that.
Car shaming?
I mean, I guess if you had like a really nice car, there's always some sort of tension around the idea of why you have a really nice car. And you know, like personally, as someone who doesn't have a really nice car, I don't give a lot of respect to people who do have really nice cars. Uh-huh. Like in traffic, I don't let them in, you know, or like, you know, if we're at a four-way stop and it's questionable who's next, I'm going next. Take your nice car. And you wait. So maybe it's the same concept with car shaming when it comes to fast food. Like someone's going to look out and be like, that lady at McDonald's going to look out and go, got a Maserati here.
We got to do something.
Let's do something. Let's short him on the nuggets.
Got the Porsche SUV. I'm going to accidentally spill that shake right along the side of it. There you go, buddy. Take that.
Shake right on the side. Now get yourself a car wash, one of your fancy car washes.
That's a nice Porsche Cayenne you got there.
Have you heard of that, though? Is that a thing?
I've never heard of that.
Like a car shaming
ever.
Through a drive-thru?
I mean, I get car envy when I'm on the highway.
Sure.
Man,
but, and I would just assume that they don't see the car till you get up there. Like, I mean, pull around. It's a speaker, you know? Maybe they have the black and white camera,
and things,
but I mean, I would think that they're not interested in what kind of car it is. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I have to investigate.
I don't know, something new, but I like that one. 312-981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever tonight. The top prize is going to get yourself a pizza. So all you got to do is tell us what you've never done, and you could walk away with a Lou Malnati's pie. How about that? Playing Never Have I Ever here on the download. Thanks, Rob. 312-981-7200. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, let's get back to the awesome text tonight. We're playing for pizza. But there's some good stuff. All right? Here's a perfect one. This one I'm putting in the top three. Esmeralda's going to be the judge tonight. She's so good at it. From her days of judging nicknames for the Cubs.
And American Idol.
And American Idol, of course. 815, Never Have I Ever Had a S'more. Ooh. Never had a s'more. All right, wrote it down. I love a s'more. I've been known to make a s'more over the stovetop indoors. Yep. Turn that on. Get the, get the marshmallow all lit up. Put it in there. Maybe a little microwave. I can do it all inside. Yeah.
You don't get the smokiness,
you don't.
Right?
You don't get the smokiness.
You could do it over the stove. Over the flame.
What I do is that's what I do. I do this the flame.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. It's not like grill. It's not charcoal or even it's whatever the stove. It's something that makes it different. And then you kind of like heat up the marshmallow, and then you can put that right on top of because it's hot, you put that right on a chocolate, it melts the chocolate and puts the s'more all together.
Yeah, they sell those now.
They do?
Kits.
Oh, you really?
A little flame thing, too, you can...
Of course they do. How did they not come up with that 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago? All right, Donna, let's go to Donna. Donna, what have you not done?
Never have I ever laughed at the Three Stooges. Everyone else I know laughs and thinks they're hysterical. Guys love them. My daughter was 2 years old. The first time she saw them, she was slapping her hands on her knees laughing. I've never once laughed. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get them.
I mean, if you're not into physical comedy, and that's all it is. I mean, the Three Stooges is pretty one-dimensional, right? It's the idea that they get mad at each other and they whack each
other. Right, but is that a character flaw in me? But I don't think they're funny like millions of people do?
No, because here's a good example. I don't like gross-out bathroom humor. Like, it's just not a thing. It doesn't make me laugh. Doesn't make me laugh when someone...
So something about Mary didn't do it.
Right,
for
exactly.
You,
exactly. Like, I don't, that doesn't do it for me. But,
now, and, see, and that Three one Stooges, I laughed till I cried.
But that's, I mean, it's subjective, right? I mean, I don't necessarily get into the Three Stooges either, but there's probably a lot of stuff that I laugh at that you don't, and vice versa. You know what I mean? It's hard when you come to, but you shouldn't beat yourself up over not liking the Three Stooges or laughing at them.
I think it's a character flaw in both of us.
Good. Well, at least we've come to a consensus, Donna. That's good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Shouldn't beat herself. A lot of people don't like this Three Stooges, right? I don't know if I'm... I mean, I think I've laughed at them, but I don't know if I would go out of my way to watch Three Stooges. If they're on, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a kid, I liked the Three Stooges, but then...
Yeah.
You know, as an adult, you watch it, and you're like, what?
What is happening? I'm more of an Abbott and Costello guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought those guys were hilarious. All right. Let's keep going here. Never... believed a word that came out of Trump's mouth. All right. That's not really a good never have I ever. That's just political. This is a better one. 708. Never have I ever worn bicycle pants or rollerbladed. Those are two different things. And so the question I have is, you say you never have you ever gone rollerblading, but I'm assuming you've gone biking. You just haven't worn the bicycle pants. Right? So you've been on a bike, you haven't worn the bicycle pants, and you've never been rollerblading. Did I read that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, there we go.
It's rollerblading. I mean, I guess I still see on the lake, you still see people rollerblading. It's not as, you don't see it as frequently as you used to, but there's still people like gliding along.
Like Fletch, the movie Fletch, rollerblading on the beach in Venice Beach. Never have I ever been fired from a top-rated morning show. Eric? Oh, Eric and Kathy, I see.
Yeah, Kathy got fired.
Kathy got fired today. Although, yeah, all right.
How petty would it be if Eric did text
I know, right?
It?
The person
like,
puts,
man.
I love the 847 they put on the back, Eric. That's good. Yeah, that's a strange story, and I don't know but I mean, she'd spent a lot of time at that radio station. She hasn't been in that radio show for a while, so I think it's a weird headline to say she was fired, right? Today they were like, Rob Feeder said she was fired. I'm like, well, felt like that was coming. She hadn't been on the job for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Terminated, maybe contract ended, parting ways. The idea made it feel like, you know, she didn't, like they fired her because she hadn't been to work for 8 months.
I mean, according to the memo, they said that, you know, she was relieved of her duties as of today. And, you know, according to that Rob's column, it was, I think she'll get paid, you know, until the contract is up. So I don't know how that works. I guess
Very
that's how a contract works.
Yeah. Eric and Kathy no more.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with the billboards? They got to go find them and take them down? Probably all down now by now.
Yeah, they probably do. I mean, I know
it'd be
they're
a good
search,
exhibit.
It'd
be a good
a
museum
name.
Exhibit, wouldn't it? Of like the old Eric and Kathy billboards.
I'm looking really dopey, you know.
You said, what did you just say, Eric?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's a shame. It's
it is quite a
legacy they had there.
I mean, it's hard to have that much success in any market, and for them to have that success for such a long time, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So hats off to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
773 says, I'm 50 years old and never have I ever gotten a flu shot. Okay.
I was a flu shot. I was always reluctant to get a flu shot because I would never get the flu, and I was always worried about getting the flu shot and then finally getting the flu. But then I was working for a radio station where they would come in and give you a free flu shot every year, and I eventually was like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll get it, you know, since it's here for free. I don't have to go anywhere.
Right, right.
And then, you know, thankfully, now I'm an advocate for the
you
flu shot.
Yeah.
Go get the flu shot.
I know, and I think last year was the first year I didn't do it. I think at my old job, they made a big deal, like, where you would come into the conference room.
Yeah,
conference
similar.
Room mm-hmm. Sunday or Tuesday. It's so easy. But they don't do that here, you know? So I feel like then the idea of, like, having to go to Walgreens is not.
Then here's what we do. Book a flu shot segment.
Oh, and they come and do it for you?
And they come and do it for you.
Yeah.
Have a doctor come in, explains the benefits of getting the flu shot.
And then you get yours?
And then you get yours, yeah.
And get some donuts while we're at it?
Why not?
Or better yet, we see if the Dunkin' Donuts that we go to can, instead of giving us the special, they just give us flu shot instead. Something like that. Since we're going there anyway. Every day.
That would be...
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Dunkin' Donuts, you get a nice coffee and a flu shot.
They should do that.
That would
be
good.
Good promotion.
All right, let's keep going here. Never have I ever, even when I was angry, not gone a day without telling my children I love them. Oh, that's a good one. Never have I ever not told my kids that I love them every day. Wow. That's great. 219 says, you're thinking of Mako. That's the spray painting car place. Amco is the transition place.
I just had the A's mixed up.
Yeah. You had me. I yes-anded that. Like, oh, yeah, spray can. Cool. Didn't really do it. So I was with you. Never have I ever watched one episode of any reality TV show. Wow. No Survivor? That seems like that would be the number one show. Like, I feel when people say that they don't recognize if I said, well, do you watch this? They go, oh, yeah. Because there are a lot of reality shows that people don't assume are reality shows just because they're not the Kardashians.
Like Project Runway or Top Chef?
Those are reality shows, right? Or is House Hunters considered a reality show?
Probably.
Or...
Real People.
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea. It's the unscripted...
I mean, they're more real than, you know, Iggy and Diggy.
Great guys. Huh. Yeah, I wonder if because I wonder if you could really tease out what a reality show is. Right? I mean, you could say news programs are reality shows. But I wonder. I mean, is this person just watching situational comedies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it? I watch TV Land, and then I'm out? You know, or do you find themselves...
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I guess I don't really watch that many, so I mean, I could... You know, I could see somebody because
right.
I watch. You know, I watch your Project Runway, your Top Chef. I've watched.
I don't watch right now. I don't have any. I mean, I should be for Tracy's segment we do on Fridays, but I don't watch any reality television. None of it's in rotation. None of it.
I've watched The Bachelor in Paradise. I've watched a few of those. Especially, you know, we were off on Monday. Caught the 2 hours.
Good
man, they really stretched that thing out. Yeah, so I can see that.
All right.
No Richard Hatch? Right when Survivor was kind of taking off as the new type of TV show.
I feel like you would just do it out of curiosity.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know. 630 says car
the real world.
Car shaming is a thing. Okay. 847 says you guys are cold. I don't know what that's referring to. I'm sure we are cold. Never have I ever repaired a scratch, dent, or damage to any of my cars. So 708 is saying there is a scratch, there is a dent, there is damage. I just don't repair it. I'm in the same camp. I have a couple scratches on the side of my car. And my wife is like, we should get that fixed. I'm like, why? What, were we going to make a ton of money off of this 12-year-old car?
Yeah.
And I guess it's just for decorative to say you take care of the things. But I also feel like at this point...
And when I see your car, though, I don't think, oh my God, look at this jalopy, you know, trucking down the road. You know,
trucking.
I guess it's respectable.
It's respectable, yeah. It blends in. It's a blender, as we say in the business. 847 says, I have been driving since the 70s, and never have I ever had a traffic ticket, but was pulled over for doing California roll at a stop sign. Realized, I'm not immune. Oh, no. Did they lose it? Well, I don't know.
All that time?
My dad was like that growing up. He bragged a lot about it. I don't get traffic tickets. Mm-hmm. My mom would always get pulled over for something. And my dad would be like, I'm the good driver. You know, you'd almost bring it up all the time. Like, that doesn't happen to me. So one time he got pulled over. It was a notorious place to get pulled over is Bull Valley. Bull Valley is a sort of unincorporated town out between Woodstock and Crystal mm-hmm. Lake, right?
Some sort of speed trap over there?
Yeah, it's very wooded.
Yeah.
You know, you can go fast. You don't realize what's happening there. And the cop pulled him over. And he probably could have got off because he had such a sterling record. But he got mad. Like, he almost was like, he was mad at the concept
mm-hmm.
because he was such
couldn't
a great driver.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it. He was like, you're wrong. Like, is the vibe he gave the cop, you know, like, you know, you got the wrong. Let's check your gun or something.
It's like Albert Brooks in Los Angeles. We know we've got very good radar.
So, yeah, I think that was the end of his run. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. So from that point, that was great for the family. We could get rid of that braggadocious. I'm such a great driver. Really, what happened in Bull Valley? I'll turn around. 312-981-7200. All right, we'll take our last break. We'll come back, and we'll read a couple more. We still got some here, and we'll pick tonight's winner. Never Have I Ever. Stay with us. Never Have I Never here. Never Have I Ever here. 312-981-7200 here on the download. We're giving away a pizza tonight for the best Never Have I Ever. Let's get to the rest of these before we have to do that. Let's go to Ann on the line. Ann.
Yes.
What have you never done?
Out of the 47 years I've worked of my life, I've never been fired from my job.
Wow.
From a job.
There you go. That's great. Have you worked in the same job?
25 years as a waitress.
Okay.
22 years in retail.
Wow. That's a stretch. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good, that's a very positive Never Have I Ever. That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Okay, there you go. 25 years as waitress, 22 in retail. Well, Mary says, yes, I could do a series of people I've never seen. You ready for this? Pete, you're going to love this. Lena Dunham.
Never seen Lena Dunham.
Never seen Lena Dunham. Ryan Gosling. He's hosting the premiere of Saturday Night Live, La La Land as well. And are you ready for this last one, which is now I think Mary's pulling our chain. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
She's never seen that.
How have you not seen The Rock? I mean, he is a guy who crosses over.
But we were talking about this off the air a while ago. I don't think I've ever seen anything with The Rock in it. Other than, you know, like hosting Saturday Night Live, but I've never seen a Rock movie.
Okay, I'll give you that. But you've seen the countless promotions for The Rock, whether it be a billboard or on television.
Of course.
I mean, he's in blockbusters every summer. So, I mean, The Rock for Baywatch or for whatever, he's going to be the guy out front. So he's hard to miss, not only being on a television show like Ballers, but he's in movies like crazy. He's in four or five movies mm-hmm. a year. That's a hard one. I don't believe that one.
Also, how do they know
if they haven't seen him, right?
Right, because they could just be like, that's a man on TV. And they just might not know his name.
If they put one and one together, they'll be like, oh, that guy. That guy was always buttoning his cuff. That guy, whose suit looks like it's two sizes too small. Whenever he's on Ballers and he's wearing his suit, he's so muscular. It's just like, you just wonder, can you customize it so that, do they customize it so the suit just clings to the bicep? It feels like it, doesn't it?
That's a
Yeah, that's a good one. 773 says, I am 50 years old and never have I ever taken a cruise ship vacation with you. Never been on a cruise ship. No. Never have I ever gone to the bathroom on a plane. I fly international to Japan often.
Wow.
Wow. Well, never have I ever watched a second of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. 630 says, never have I ever tried Malort. That's a good one.
It's a big Chicago thing.
Yeah. Never have I ever... 847 says, never have I ever been able to figure out the inventions of the crazy guests of yours. It's one guest, Steve Gatlin. Russ says, never have I ever learned how to swim, and I'm 45 now. Just stay away from water.
It's never too late to learn.
Yeah. 815, never have I ever owned a house. I'm 64 years old. 630 says, never have I ever gone commando. That's really kind of in the too much information category. I like it, though. Do the flu. 779 says, do the flu shots in Berwyn.
Ah, there you go.
Go. Roll out the barrel. All right, next up, we're doing flu shots. Get down here.
Not for anybody in the audience, though.
Right.
Just for you.
Just for me. I don't even share it with you or Martyr or Adam or any of the guys there. You're just like, no, Marlene, sorry. I got a... 630 says you should do Eric and Kathy billboards on the swap meet show on Wednesday, next
oh,
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I bet you they'll...
Yeah. 773 says, never That's have funny. I ever worn a white suit. I tried on my wedding day, but my wife said no. What are you, Casey and JoJo? I was wearing white suits on the wedding. I like that, though. You get a top hat on that? Yeah. 630 says, who's Richard Hatch?
That's his name, right? Richard
yeah,
Hatch?
Yeah. Right. I think they're making their point.
One of the original contestants on the original Survivor had a little bit of tax issues.
Right. Never have I ever gone cow tipping. 847 says, never have I ever been to the Taste of Chicago. 847 says, never have I been to Wrigley Field.
Taste of Chicago, I could understand that. Well, I mean, I know, like now it's like Taste of Chicago is like 45 minutes now on a Tuesday afternoon. It used to be like 3 weeks.
I know, right?
Now, all right, Taste of Chicago, we're bringing out our menu. We come to buy Wednesdays from 2 to 4.
Right.
We'll be down.
It's so good.
It's so short.
It's so true. It's like Rahm Emanuel. He cuts the ribbon and then they quickly tie the ribbon back together right. And they're like, next year, you guys can have this next year. One turkey leg. We're selling one turkey leg this year. 262 says, my mother at 90 was proud of the fact she had never donated blood. 815 says, at 67 years old, never have I ever met a horse I couldn't fall off of. 219 says, never have I ever pulled a weed. And 847 says, never have I ever listened to Eric and Kathy. So there you go. All right. So I've got my three here. You ready? So these are my three that I think that I would pick to be the winners. They're going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza tonight. Let's see here. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. All right. So Esmeralda got three here. Ready? 773 says, never have I ever played hacky sack. Okay. The second part of that's even better. Or used a porta potty.
Right.
That's one text. That's a great one, right? Number two is, never have I ever seen Jay-Z. That was Mary. That's a good one. And number three, never have I ever had a s'more. Chocolate, graham cracker, marshmallow. And then just an honorary mention, 847 just said, never have I ever eaten at a Long John Silver's.
Well, bless them.
Bless them.
So
those are the three. Hacky sack,
mm-hmm.
never seen Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Or never eaten a s'more. That's where we're at. What are we thinking tonight? Show your math.
I Well, okay, so what hacky sack? I've never played either, so whatever.
Okay, whatever.
It's not that, you know. A lot of people, I think, just see that as silly and don't even touch it. The Jay-Z thing, I don't know. I feel like they probably have seen him and they just didn't know who it was.
Right, right.
I'm going to go with a s'more.
There you go. That's what I was thinking, too.
It's so it's such a basic thing that that's kind of, wow.
It's so easy to put together, too.
Exactly.
I mean, right now you can go to the 7-Eleven and they have s'more stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah.
I wonder if they've eaten s'more things.
I wonder if they have like an allergy and they can't eat chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers together.
Just that combo.
Just that combo
alone. It's a taking time bomb for them.
They don't have to worry about it because there will be no s'more on the pizza they're going to get from Lou Malnati's. Thank you, Esmeralda. The winner tonight, Never Have I Ever Had a S'more. Thanks for playing. Great stuff tonight. Great conversation starters. Thank you as well for learning new things like what AMCO does and as well what car shaming is. Didn't know anything about that.